This dictation is by Dr. Sharon R. Mason, MD. The date of examination is 3/21/22. The name of the patient is Alan Carrier, K-E-H-R-I-E-R. This is a treadmill stress echocardiogram file, Streco space. Carrier space A, treadmill stress echocardiogram, date of examination 3/21/22. Referring physician David D. Bell, capital D-E, capital B-E-L-L, M.D. Performing physician Sharon R. Mays, M.D., neuropathograph clinical indication, 73-year-old male with history of knee pathology, status post bilateral knee replacement, and hypertension for treadmill exercise stress test on medication. Prior to this, the patient had been unable to exercise on a treadmill. ECG stress interpretation, new paragraph baseline ECG, normal sinus rhythm, comma first degree AV block, new paragraph baseline blood pressure 122/70, baseline heart rate 68 beats per minute, new paragraph. After it says blood pressure 122/70, parentheses, losartan 100 milligrams, hydrochlorothiazide 20, losartan 100 milligrams, Lasix 20 milligrams, amlodipine 5 milligrams, close parentheses, period. So from baseline heart rate 68 beats per minute, new paragraph. The patient went treadmill exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. Patient exercised for 6 minutes and 11 seconds, semicolon, 11 seconds into stage 3 of a Bruce protocol to a peak heart rate of 125, parentheses, 85% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure 150/70 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 18750, period, new paragraph. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. Stress was terminated due to fatigue with and the inability to negotiate stage 3 of stress. The patient attempted to jump off the treadmill after the recovery button had been pressed, but the treadmill had not yet come to a stop and fell onto the treadmill, but was able to get up and complete the echocardiographic portion of the test. New paragraph. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. Stress was terminated due to fatigue. The patient exhibited fair exercise tolerance with a function capacity in the range of 7 mets. The patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress on his medication. The patient had a mildly attenuated heart rate response to exercise with just being able to attain 85% maximum predicted heart rate at his functional capacity. The patient had a final blood pressure 122/65 and a heart rate of 77 at the end of the recovery period. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. Interpretation of ECG changes of ischemia was challenged a peak stress exercise by the patient. Dislodging a lead when he attempted to come off the treadmill, when he attempted to step off of the moving treadmill, but all leads were able to be seen during post-peak stress, and ECG was interpretable. New paragraph impression, normal ECG portion, treadmill stress echocardiogram to 85% maximum predictor heart rate. New paragraph, echocardiographic interpretation. The patient underwent treadmill stress echocardiogram utilizing standard protocol. Patient was imaged at baseline immediately post-peak stress. Patient was imaged at baseline and post-peak stress exercise in the left lateral decubitus position. Parasternal long axis, parasternal short axis, the apical four-chamber views and apical two-chamber views were obtained. The baseline study was technically adequate and of fair quality. The post-peak stress study was technically adequate and of poor quality for parasternal views and of fair quality for apical views. New paragraph, baseline echocardiogram. Normal wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities. New paragraph, post-peak stress echocardiogram. Normal wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities with normal augmentation wall motion with exercise and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. New paragraph, impression, normal echocardiographic portion, treadmill stress echocardiogram to 85% maximum predicted heart rate. New paragraph. Conclusions. 1. Normal ECG portion, treadmill stress echocardiogram to 85% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. 2. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. 3. The patient exhibited fair exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 7 mets. Four, the patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress with effective blunting of blood pressure response to stress on its current medication. The patient had a mildly attenuated heart rate response to exercise with just being able to attain 85% maximum predicted heart rate at his functional capacity, suggesting possible mild chronotropic incompetence. Five, there were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress the recovery period. Six, normal echocardiographic portion, treadmill stress echocardiogram with normal wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities, normal augmentation wall motion with exercise and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. The diagnostic predictive value of this finding is somewhat diminished by a small delay in attaining and in initiating post-peak stress imaging. Due to the patient's attempt to come off of a moving treadmill. Correction, due to the patient's attempt to come off the treadmill before it had completely stopped moving. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Armeza, MD.